guys, it's Anitan, and welcome back to the Teenage Life.
So today I have Michaela with me.
Hey guys.
And we're just going to talk about, I guess, like regular stuff that most kids our age have to go through. And then, like, for example, like our thoughts on drugs, our thoughts on toxicity, our thoughts on just like all that stuff, like all around. So what do you have to say about kids our age who want to do drugs or like drink or anything about around that area?
Honestly, for me, I feel like, I don't know, it's just not my thing. Yeah, I don't know, I just feel like it's easy to get caught up in it. And for me personally, I've thought about doing it, but I don't, because I just feel like I have too much at stake, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't want to get addicted and then end up not even going to college or not even being able to, like, finish high school, you know? Because, I mean, of course, at first, like, it just starts off, like, oh, you're just curious and you want to see, like, how it is or what the feeling is. But, like, at the end of the day, though, it's easy to get caught up in that and get caught up with the wrong group of people. So, for me, I try to stay my distance from it, from those people who do it, you know?
Yeah,
just because I don't want to be tempted to even think about doing it, you know? But
I understand. Yeah. Okay, I have the sniffle, so if you hear me, like, sniffle, I'm sorry. But
it's fine.
My thoughts on it, especially with, like, quarantine going on, it's so easy for a lot of people to get caught up in the wrong stuff. And, like, it's so easy for a lot of us to, I guess, get into it because people are bored and people want to explore things. So, like, they're like, oh, my God, we're going to get into it. We're going to do drugs. We're going to party. And it's like I said, everyone's bored. Like, people are finding new things to do. But, like I said, like how you said with the whole getting addicted, that's the problem. Like, it's the problem is, one, getting addicted, and two, getting caught up with drugs isn't like a joke. Like, it literally messes, it could mess up your life. Like, it genuinely can mess up your life. And people don't understand that. Like, I'm not saying just because you do drugs, you're not going to be successful. I'm not saying stuff like that. But I know people, or I've seen, like, I've heard stories where people got caught up in drug addiction, and it literally ruins your whole mentality. It ruins, like, it's not you, it changes you. And, like, that's a thing a lot of people our age don't understand.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, I'm gonna do drugs, I'm gonna do this, and that's it. And they don't think of the aftermath. And it's not just like doing the drugs. Like, I understand, okay, what if it's fun? What if getting high is fun? Okay, what if you're ready to get off of it? Like, I heard the withdrawal is really bad. Like, it's really hard.
I know, it is. I mean, and just for me, like, I've had a lot of people, like, friends, and even, like, some family, too, that have been addicted, and it's hard, you know? Like, it's, although it may be fun in the moment, it's, the aftermath isn't fun at all, you know?
Exactly.
And I get, like, people, anytime I bring this conversation up, people always want to say, well, people have hard lives, it could be the only way that they know how to cope with things, but there are other ways, you know? I don't care what you're going through, quite honestly. You're going to ruin your life, literally, just because you can't handle this, like, one chapter out of your life. So you need to resort to drugs. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm just stubborn and I can't understand.
I definitely understand. A lot of people use, I don't want to say an excuse, but kind of an excuse that their mental health is the reason why. I, like, personally, my mental health is not 100% good. Like, it's not. Like, I know it's not. And I've been through, like, crap. Like, I've been through real hard crap that kids my age shouldn't have to go through. But I've never looked at it as a way to turn to drugs. And I've never looked at it as a way to do that type of stuff, because I just don't see the good in it. Like, for me, what is me being high for 30 minutes gonna do? Like, or me getting drunk, what is that going to do? Like, it's not, it's, at the end of the day, you're still going to have your problems. And yeah. It's like, that's what I think of in the long run.
And honestly, if anything, all it does is just make the pain worse.
Exactly.
You just feel broken, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's just other things you can do, like talk to a friend, or if you don't trust anybody, like find something, draw, sing. I don't, you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Anything.
I literally started doing that during quarantine because mm-hmm. my overthinking, like people say overthinking is like just overthinking, but it can get so bad for me, like really bad. Yeah,
and it turns into anxiety.
Yeah, it turns like. Literally, it turned so bad. Like, at night, it's so bad. So, every single night, I, like, clean my room to distract mm-hmm. me. Or I'll, like, draw. Even if I'm not good, I'll draw. Or I'll make a song. Anything to sidetrack my mind. Because, like, that stuff is so hard. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I get it. Like, people do drugs mm-hmm. to escape all that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's like, there's other ways. Like, you can do so much other things. And I saw a girl on TikTok. And she has depression, and she paints her room. Like, she draws.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, she draws all over her room. And, like, she basically draws all over her room. And, like, I remember someone commenting, like, why do you draw all over your room and stuff? She's like, it's neither this or I'm going to cut myself and do the things on my wall. You know?
Yeah.
So it's like, because she paints drugs and she does all that stuff. And that's what I'm saying. Like, you have so many other options than to, like, ruin your life.
Mm-hmm.
That's just what I think about it.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, so with the whole like mental health thing, honestly, I've never had a therapist because I don't think it would do anything to me. Like, I literally don't think it would do anything. But everyone's different. Yeah, like I said, everyone's different. I don't know. What do you do with that?
I don't know. I mean, honestly, yeah, it's like you said, I've never been to a therapist, and I've never been, like, diagnosed with, like, depression or anxiety, but, like, I feel like at some point, everybody feels, like, at their lowest of times, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard, and I don't know. Like, there's nothing I can really say because I'm, like, in that position, too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And there's not really... I just try and distract myself with things, like I said, you know? Yeah. Whether it's dancing, whether it's literally just starting a new Netflix show or something.
Yeah.
Like, I just try and distract myself from what's going on. Because if you don't, like, for me, I'm an overthinker, too. And I'm just going to think about it all day.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly.
So, yeah, I mean... Yeah, and it's kind of hard for people our age because sometimes we feel like, oh, we can't trust our parents. We can't trust, or even if we do, it'll be like, oh, they won't understand, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's hard, but it's something that everybody goes through, I guess. So, I mean, yeah, that's kind of what gives me peace throughout all of this is knowing, like, oh, damn, I'm not the only one in the world who's feeling like this, you know? Or there's even people who are going through worse. Mm-hmm. And I literally, I saw a TikTok the other day, and she literally said, it was this girl, and she was like, if you're an overthinker, then just think of it like this: you're literally one person out of millions of people just on this earth.
Yeah,
think about, like, we're literally just like a figment of this entire universe.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
so it just kind of puts things into perspective, like,
mm-hmm.
although what I'm going through isn't any less, like, it's not the biggest thing in the world, you know?
Yeah.
And my life shouldn't revolve around that, if that makes sense.
Exactly. Yeah.
I
get that. That's really good logic. Because,
mm-hmm.
Like I said, like, my anxiety is bad, but, like, there's so many people with bad anxiety, but, like, my thing is, like, OCD is really bad for me, and that's mm-hmm. where the problem comes, and that's where, like, the help is needed, but I just refuse because I just, like, one, I hate talking about my feelings, and it's so bad because everyone's like, it's so good to get your emotions out, and it's this and that. And even if I do talk about my emotions, I always tell, like, 2% of the story. Like, I'll never tell what's really going on. I'll just give, like, everybody a half story. And, like, a lot of people, because I remember I had a friend, and he was talking to me about his problems, and he was like, you seem so perfect. Like, you have nothing going on. You're perfect. Like, you have money. You're pretty. This and that. And I was like, first off, just because I seem like I'm good doesn't mean I am good. Like, you never know what someone actually has going on. And that's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of times, like, I just tell myself, because I'm always, like, a big listener, if that makes sense. Like, I'll listen to what you have to say. I'll listen to your problems. Like, I'll never be the one to downplay your feelings. But, like, I feel like I always downplay my feelings, which is so bad because, like, it's my feelings. But at the end of the day, I just find it better for me to just leave it where it is and let it go away rather than spend all my time thinking about it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. I feel like everybody's just different. I mean, like, if that's your way to cope with things, then, and if that's what works, then that's good. I mean, for me, I think I am a really big talker.
Yeah.
I just keep talking that's about my feelings. So.
Exactly. That's fine. Like, literally, if someone does that, I have nothing against people who talk about their emotions. Like, I'm all for it. Like, get what you want to get out. I've always told my friends, like, I have friends who literally, I know they're not okay, but they don't talk about it. And as much as I want them to talk about it, if they don't choose to talk about it, I can't force them, you know? Like, everyone has their own time. A lot of times when I talk about things, I talk about it when it's over. If that makes sense? Like, I'm like, this was happening, but I'm all good now. Like, no need to worry. Like, I talk about it when it's over. But the thing I hate, because I have a friend. Well, not friends anymore. But she basically used to, I guess, lie to me. And manipulate me and manipulate so many other people. And she would lie about so many things.
Yeah.
Like, she would lie about her mental health. She would lie about her problems, her so-called problems. She would lie and lie. And that's when, like,
just to get, like, attention.
Yes. And that's what, like, really makes me sad is when people do it for attention, when there's people who actually have it going on. So, like, that really hurt me because it was like, everyone else would try to get their problems out, but then there would be this one person having false information, and then it will make everyone else's problems seem less. When no one's problems are less, but she would make it seem that way because she would bring fake problems.
Yeah, no, I get that. I feel like with people like that, I just feel like they're kind of looking for sympathy. You know what I mean? And, I mean, I'm not, like, trying to justify anything that they did because, obviously, like, that's fucked up.
It's not right.
Yeah, but I feel like with people like that, I feel like if they're willing to go above and beyond to tell as many stories as they can just to get people's attention, then that's just as much as a problem.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think it's just kind of something, like, that they'll grow out of, you know? Like, we're still teenagers. Maybe they'll mature, hopefully, by their, like, 20s, but, yeah.
I know what you mean. And, like, the thing about the whole situation with that whole friendship, it's, like, I'm so big on giving people second chances, and I'm, like, and that could be taken for granted because people do me wrong, and they automatically think, like, she's gonna forgive me, like, I can do whatever I want.
Right.
And that's, like, such a problem, but I can't help it. Like, I literally, like I said, I'm an overthinker, so I feel bad, and then all this stuff happens, and then I just, like, exactly, like, I can't let someone, I can't let someone think I'm mad at them, and that's why I'm also really straightforward most of the time, because I don't want people to get I don't want miscommunication, and then, like, stuff goes wrong. And, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, a lot of times, like, I forgive people a lot or I'm really nice, and that people take that for granted, which sucks. Because when, like, you're a female dog, people are like, she's such a brat. Like, she's always rude. She has no friends, But at the same time, I feel like some people just need the honesty. Like, some people need need to be told, like, what you're doing is wrong and you need to stop. And I, like, would tell this person that they wouldn't listen. Other people would tell them that they wouldn't listen. So at this point, it's just, like, I'm done. Like, we can't be friends.
Yeah. Which kind of goes into, like, the toxicity of our generation, too. Yeah.
That's just, I don't know. Like, of course, we are not perfect. Like, I've made mistakes. I'm not perfect. Other people make mistakes. Like, no one's perfect, but it's the change that you do with your mistakes that counts. Like, you can be the worst person last year and then change to one of the best people this year. Like, it's just, it takes time, because when you do so many people wrong, they're going to look at you that way for a while until they notice change. Like, you can't just say, I'm sorry, and expect everyone to forgive you. You need to work on it and show them that you're sorry and show them that you're a better person.
Yeah.
What do you have to say on that? Yeah, I'm good.
On what?
Hold on. With the whole toxic thing.
Oh, are you talking about, like, in relationships or friendships?
With both. Oh my god. Sorry.
Are you sure you're okay?
Yeah. Oh my god. Okay. I choked my own saliva.
With friendships, I feel like, I don't know, for me, whenever I don't know, I can just sense whenever somebody isn't, like, being a real friend to me, so, I don't know, either I'll just, like, distance myself from them, or I'll, like, actually have a talk to them if they did me wrong somehow, but I don't know, like, the people who I'll forgive and then they just keep doing the same thing, it's like, you really weren't sorry whenever you gave me that apology. You did it again, you know? So it kind of, and at first, like, we've had conversations about this before, like, at first it would be like I would feel bad, you know, or blame myself for it in some way, but the thing is I kind of had to realize, like, it's not my job to, you know, like, I don't know, to make people realize what they're doing is wrong, you know? Because I just feel like, I don't know, it doesn't matter how many times I talk to them or how many times I confront them, they're still going to be the same person. Like, that's the thing, you can't change people. And I don't know, all I can do is, like, do my part, you know? For sure. And if they're sincerely sorry, then
they'll change.
I'll forgive them, and they'll change. But if they keep doing that, then I'm just going to leave it at that, and it'll be somebody else. Exactly. If not me, who tells them that they're wrong. They're fully capable of making their own decisions, you know? So whatever happens to them is not on me. And I mean, I feel like you can still, like, tell, like, let them know that you're there for them and stuff. But you just, I don't know. I try not to get upset whenever they don't do what I want them to do, you know? Yeah. But it's hard.
I understand. I literally understand. Like, with the whole situation with that, it gets tiring. Like, now I know how my parents feel when they tell me constantly not to do something, I do it. Like, it literally gets frustrating and tiring, because you're gonna still face the problems. Like, if something goes wrong with the person, you're gonna have guilt for the rest of your life. Like,
you care about them.
Exactly. You're like, I could have done better. I should have done this. I should have done that. But at the same time, you have to remind yourself that this is their life, and what they do is what they want to do. So many teens are on the motto of, I'm a teenager, you only live once. Okay, you only live once, but are you trying to end your life earlier? Yeah. Like, the stuff you're doing literally can, like, kill you. But do you, if that's what you want to do at this point. I've warned you many times.
Yeah, and I feel like people, they literally take that, whatever that saying, into, I don't know, into something else. Because whenever, like, for me, I mean, I understand that you only live once thing or whatever. But to me, that doesn't mean, oh, you only live once. Let's go and do drugs and get high every night and stuff. Yes. You know? Like, for me, that means more of, like, damn, I only live once. So let me, like, let me try and get the best career. Let me try and make money.
Yes.
Let me try and, like, find, I don't know, like,
happiness.
Have kids. Yeah, you know, definitely. Stuff like that. That's what life is, right? It's not about drugs, so
that makes sense. Like, that's how I think of it too. I don't think of the whole motto as something for me to get hurt and to do bad things. I think of the motto more like, tell the person you like them, be honest with your friend, like,
yeah, like that.
Do things like that. Like, I'm not gonna be like, I only live once, let me go get in some trouble because I only live once. Like, no, that won't do anything but harm you and make you live shorter. And I don't know, people our age, I feel like they take stuff like that out of consideration, because when you harm yourself and when you do things that are bad, you basically are hurting everyone else around you. If something bad happens to you, your parents are going to reminisce, your grandparents are going to reminisce, your aunts, mm-hmm. uncles, cousins, your friends, your school, like everyone. And like people really, I don't want to say selfish, but it's selfish when you don't take in consideration of things like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like that too.
But people never understand. But and even with the whole toxicity thing, and like the whole if you don't give the same energy back, I've been into, okay, well, I don't say I've been, because I've never been in a relationship, but there's been guys that I've liked, and I was like, okay, well, not gonna give me the same energy, I won't give you any energy at all. But then there's been guys that I've liked who gave me the 100% energy back, and I was like, yeah, this is what I want. Like, you have to know your worth. Like, you have to know that, like, I am worth so much. If this person, if this person isn't gonna devote a little bit of their time for me, then whatever. Like, you have to teach yourself to think that way. Because if you teach yourself that you're just gonna let yourself settle for something less, they're basically telling yourself that you're not worth that much, you know?
Yeah, no, I get that for sure. I feel like a lot of the times whenever anybody gets into a relationship, like, they automatically start, like, having their happiness depend on that other person.
Yes.
You know? But I feel like, especially whenever you get into a relationship, and especially, like, at the age we're at now, you just need to have enough love for yourself to be okay with or without that person, you know? I mean, yeah, just for me personally, like, I didn't know that, like, getting into some of my relationships. And so whenever I had the breakup, it was like I fell into, like, I felt like I was dead, you know?
Yeah.
And that, it sucks, you know? But, I mean, I'm glad, like, I know what I know now.
Yeah, for future relationships, for sure.
But, yeah, self-love is, like, the most important thing.
I get what you mean with the whole thing. Yeah. And another thing with the whole relationship, please don't be that girl or guy who gets a girlfriend or boyfriend, and then as soon as y'all start dating, you ghost all your friends. Like, please don't be like that, because people like that actually bother me. Because it's like, so we were here before that person, but as soon as that person comes in, you're just gonna dump us. Like, kick us to the curb.
Yeah, I feel like it's not right, but I can see how it's easy to, like, get caught up in the other person. But, I mean, I feel like if you're the friend, like, the friends who get ghosted or whatever, all you can do is just, like, let that person know, like, you're still there for them if they need it.
Yeah.
Because if they do ever end up breaking up with that person or get dumped or whatever it is, they're gonna need friends.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure. Yeah, so. Definitely. And it's just, like, all about your self-worth and everything. Like, you have to understand, like, you have to learn how to be on your own. You have to learn how to not have friends and to not have a relationship. You have, like I said, you have to learn. Like, if you don't know how to be alone, like, because, am I cutting out or can you hear me perfectly?
You're cutting out a little bit.
Okay. Can you hear me now? Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. I was watching something, so it might have, like, took me away. basically, like I was saying, my parents always told me that when, if you know how to be alone and you know how to deal with things on your own and all that jazz, it's gonna be so much easier for you. So when you don't, like, let's say drama happens and you, it's not much of a burden, you know? Like, you're like, I know how to be alone, so it's okay.
Yeah.
Like, I used to not be able to do that. Like, anytime I lose friends, I would be so hurt about it. But now I'm just like, okay, they're lost.
Yeah. You know? And that's just something, like, yeah, you gotta go through, you gotta go through those things to learn it and to understand it, you know? Like, even, I mean, I'm sure I heard all this stuff before my first breakup, but it's still, like, it didn't, I wasn't thinking about that, you know? But I mean, now, like, reflecting back on everything, like, I should have had that self-love, you know? And I can't, and that's the other thing, is you can't expect anyone to love you if you don't love yourself. And I know, like, everybody says that, but it's, So true. That's why everybody's in it.
Yeah, yeah. But, you have to, you just literally have to learn, and you have to tell yourself, like, one, if you're not ready, and that guy or girl isn't willing to wait, then again, they're lost. Like, you just have to take time for yourself before you take time to focus on other people. And I keep saying that, because, like, mental health-wise, okay, maybe I'm not ready. But, like, with how I view myself and how I view my worth, that's what I would tell you. Like, okay, one, do you view yourself as, one, a good person? Do you view yourself as happy with yourself? Because if you're not happy with yourself, then how can someone else be happy with you, you know? I don't know, I just put it in that way, in that form.
Yeah. And the other thing to think about too is, like, we're still so young, and I feel like I'm not trying to, like, give any guy or any girl the excuse of being toxic, but like, the other thing is, a lot of people won't be as mature as you are, you know, and I've kind of had to realize that too. Like, it doesn't matter what age they are, they're still, like, boys, you know, they're still growing up, or even some girls too, you know. I just feel like, in the end, I'm not trying to, like, make anybody seem like their relationship isn't important, but whenever you're married and you're with kids, you're gonna look back on, like, your teen relationships, and you're like, what is that?
Exactly.
You know? And I know, like, it feels like the end of the world right now, but then again, it's just back to what we were saying, like, earlier too, like, it's all about perspective. You know,
for sure.
Like, there's literally, even there's things going on globally right now with, like, just everything, between the whatever, the protesting, to
the virus,
to the virus, to even, like, the kids, there's, like, kids
and constant women. Yeah, and then the kids in, like, the Chinese people holding people in concentration camp in China, and, like, the ICE situation. Like, there's so much, and, like, that's not for me to tell you that your problems are less, but it's for me to tell you that there's worse going on. Like, at the end of the day, there's so much worse going on. You could be doing so much rather than reminiscing about that one boy or one girl. And it's like, everyone says it till you're in the situation, but still, like, I really have to tell myself, like, if I ever get a breakup, or if I ever lose someone as a friend or something, because friend breakups are just as hard. Like, I don't care what anybody says. Like,
yeah, no, it is.
You being friends with someone for so long and something happening, that hits just as hard as you dating someone, or even worse. Because, I don't know, you just have to tell yourself. Because
they become, like, family, you know?
Exactly. Like, I have had to cut off, like, people who've been friends with me since, like, third grade. Like, that's, like, how many years now? Like, multiple years. But it's, like, I feel like so many of us are, like, we've been friends for so long, so we can't end it, you know? And you feel kind of trapped, and then that builds toxicness. Like, you shouldn't really have to think of it like that, in a way.
For me, whenever I go through, like, anything, I always just think, like, everything happens for a reason. Like, it does. And I feel like, it's, like, timing is a big thing, too, you know?
Yeah.
That's why if I ever lose a friend, or even lose, like, a boyfriend or something, then I'll always, like, keep the option open to, like, forgive them in the future, you know?
Yeah. Because
people change. They do. Like, they mature over time and whatever else. So
yeah, for sure, for sure.
Just everything, whatever you're going through right now, it's all temporary, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's not going to last a lifetime, you know? Even, it's not even going to last more than a year. Or even if it does, like, that's not, you still have your whole life ahead of you, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. And, like, if you lose a friend, okay, whatever. If you lose a boyfriend or girlfriend, also whatever. Because, like, you just, like, think, okay, maybe right person, wrong time. Like, I always tell myself with that. Because I know so many things are meant to be. But sometimes, like, it's just, like, not now, if that makes sense. Like, I've had friends where I know we're meant to be friends forever, but just, like, right now with everything going on, it's like you don't really need that in your life. That sounds selfish, but at the same time, it's just, like, true.
Yeah, no, I get it. But the other thing with that too is, some people, they, I mean, like, for me, whenever I first said that, I was like, oh, you know, like, right or whatever, right person, wrong time, like, then I must need to, like, oh, just wait for them, you know? But you just gotta keep, like, continuing on with your life, you know? It's, even if it's, especially if it's, like, a relationship or something, like, whatever, try it with other people. Maybe they're the right one, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you can't use that for everybody, but still keep the option open.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, don't be like, okay, I'm gonna wait for them since it's the right person, wrong time. No, don't do that. Because I always tell myself, like, faith is faith. Like, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
Yeah.
Like, if you guys are meant
what's
to
yours
be,
will find you.
Huh?
Yeah. I saw a quote somewhere and it said, what's yours will find you.
Exactly. That's like with the whole boyfriend girlfriend situation too. Like, you don't have to go lurking around looking for a boyfriend or a girlfriend. Like, you don't have to do that. Cause when it's meant to be, it's gonna come. Like, let that find you. It's gonna happen. Whether you think it will or not, it will happen. And that's the same thing with friendships that are lost and everything. If y'all are meant to be friends forever, y'all will be friends forever.
Yeah.
No matter what happens, like, no matter what y'all go through, y'all will be friends forever. And you just have to tell yourself that, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. What's something else?
But, yeah, this podcast was really good. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you guys for listening. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. Bye, guys.
Bye.